Okay, so welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we do cult TV from the year 2004. Today we're doing just a quick update. It was 2020, the end of 2020,
yes.
And a terrible year.
Yeah.
But apparently not so bad for cult TV. We've covered quite a few things over the year. So, Gypsy, what did you think, out of the shows we watched this year, what did you think were the best and worst, and why?
Okay, well, obviously not my picks, because that would just be too easy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to pick yours for one of the worst as well.
I'm going to go with standout episodes. So I think the best one was definitely Freaks and Geeks, Kelly Is My Friend. I actually really enjoyed that.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. I loved that so much. It was a slice of 90s.
Yeah.
Unexpected, surprising, good one.
Yeah. No, that was really, really good. Probably worst... Yeah. It's hard because I've got a couple.
I thought it would be unanimous.
Greatest American Hero is definitely going to be my pick. It was terrible. It's awful. Yeah. It was. Oh my goodness! I just don't think I could have loved
bruised.
It.
Angus, what did you think was the best and what did you think was the worst out of our 2020 lineup?
There are actually quite a lot of good ones. Particular things that I enjoyed was the little Hitchhiker's Guide comparison. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Watching the... Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
But in terms of my favourite, you know, it's one that I've watched before, but I love Tomb of the Cybermen so much. Yeah,
Tomb of the Cybermen.
Yeah, I like Patrick Troughton as the Doctor. It's one of my favourite stories. Second to that would probably be, in terms of surprising, unexpected ones, either, Freaks and Geeks or even Brass Eye. Actually quite enjoyed both of those.
Yeah, they were good.
Worst would definitely be Quantum Leap.
I'm waiting for it. I'm really surprised I'm not hearing Quantum Leap yet. Yeah, that did not go
down. Oh, wait. Greatest American Hero isn't the same as Quantum Leap.
No. Greatest American Hero
is just confused.
That's it.
Who could it be? Sorry, Quantum Leap.
Yeah, we were singing that for the next month after that episode, weren't we?
Would that be second worst for you, though, Gypsy?
Okay. So, what do you think, Lisa? What was your best and your worst for 2020?
The best episodes I saw were Star Trek Star Mock at Tanagra and Brass Eye. That was was a breath of fresh air. Like, I really had no idea what we were in for, and that was brilliant. As far as the best episode that we did... I really enjoyed that Doctor Who Tomb of the Cybermen. Like, listening, I think, am I the only one other than Jeanette, who's our editor?
I really enjoyed
listening to that episode. Yeah, it was a lot of fun and it was a really good, robust conversation.
Yeah, we just met on.
I couldn't edit anything out from that conversation. I had to split it to get it up.
Tomb of the Cybermen.
It was worth it because it was such a good conversation.
I agree, that was actually
really good. So are we talking 100%. About the show or the...
Yeah, so as far as the show, I'm saying the Star Trek Next Generation and Brass Eye were my favourite episodes we watched, but I think... listening back to the episodes we did, if I was to recommend any episodes, if someone was to go back and listen to a Classic Cult TV Club episode for 2020, I would recommend the Doctor Who Tomb of the Cybermen episode because that was fantastic.
It was a very good conversation.
Yeah, I can kind of compartmentalize and I can listen to the episode through fresh ears and pretend it's not us talking, and I really enjoyed that. What I've got to
do a worst.
I was going to say, she's deciding still, the worst probably for me would be the episode for Babylon 5 because that was when everything was... No, it's because it was when everything was locked down. I was stuck in my bedroom contacting via Discord. I think it was.
Yeah.
So it was not less... It's more just the fact that,
time of year it was.
It was just the fact that, let's say, I couldn't really bounce off of anybody in terms of communication.
We didn't watch it together as well, which made it really hard. Yeah. And that was definitely my... I feel like we didn't give Babylon 5 the proper rap that it deserved because I think I watched it beforehand and I came through with a list of questions because I just had no idea what was going on.
I still think it was a bad episode that was chosen.
I
think you can get a do-over on that one. We might have to do a do-over next year.
That's what I was thinking. I thought an episode because one of the things I did this year was watch old stuff and I watched all the way through Babylon 5 before we recorded the episode. And I assumed we were talking about a different episode other than that. I thought one that was seemed to be good enough to pick as an intro episode to the show. I think it was cool, but it's the first one where we meet Mr. Morden.
And first series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a good episode too.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought, and that was a good episode to pick up on. I thought that's the one we were going to be talking about. So as a result, it was kind of like, yeah, it's not a bad episode, it's just a bad episode to intro the series to.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's partly, that's why I didn't like the Babylon 5 episode. I'm really bad with picking favourites, but I'm really surprised that the two shows I picked went down so well. I assumed that I'd just pick up bad episodes and you'd all hate me for it.
No, not at all.
No, no, that's what I did.
Alex, I'll only say this because it's Christmas, but you actually have better taste in TV than Lisa does.
I'll pay that, that's fine.
Regarding the list. So yeah.
It's okay.
You'll never have a nice thing.
There'll be an opportunity, Lisa, in 2021 for you to do over.
Okay, well, I'm going to do next year.
The skills that people bring forward to this podcast, and taste in shows is not one that I bring.
So I'm going to cancel this out. And
Hitchhikers was mine. See, I thought Greatest American Hero and Quantum Leap were both yours.
No! Who picked? You picked Greatest American Hero, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm proud of that.
I picked Hitchhikers and Quantum Leap, and then I also talked most of us into going and seeing The Room. Yeah. So
what was your worst, though? What was your...
I think Babylon 5, but I think that wasn't because of...
The show.
Yeah. I think it was because we did it separately. We did it over Discord, which worked. It sounded good, but there was a real disconnect with us.
Yeah. Didn't have the same chemistry.
Yes.
They were bests. I think partly because the ones I picked, I was surprised they went over so well. So it was kind of good to just see your reactions to the shows I enjoyed. But I think also just Stomach and Gerard.
Stomach and Gerard
at Tanagra. That was a fun episode to watch, talk about, reminisce to as well.
So, Jeanette, what was your favourite and what was your worst?
I don't know. There's so many good ones. Mm. And surprises like Freaks and Geeks was too much like high school for me, but it was really good. But it was uncomfortable viewing for me,
It was too much like my teenage years too.
I think I'll go with one of the specials as a favourite, and that would be Picard.
Picard
was probably my highlight, because I wasn't expecting as much from it, I think. It was a surprise. Mm. And worst would have to be Quantum Leap.
Mackenzie, you watched a couple of TV shows with us this year. Did you like any of them? Because you watched Wallace and Gromit with us.
I like that one.
Yeah? Best one? What else was there?
And she watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with us.
I loved that one.
Oh, there we go.
Or was it Thunderbirds?
Did you watch?
Yeah, Thunderbirds. Oh, and Muppets.
Oh, yes, Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you did that one.
Really, really, really good.
So there were no bad ones for you this year.
Or was this the worst?
Not really.
She liked them all. Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I liked all of them.
It's interesting, though, you're talking about Freaks and Geeks, and I remember in the episode, I just kept thinking back to being a teenager myself and that whole, you don't understand me.
Yes.
And
you
I don't know whether...
even understand.
See, I'm already copying already. She's six and I'm already copying it. I'm in a world of hurt.
So you're saying we catch up you in 10 years, right?
My 40th party, I had pictures coming up on screen and there were some of the ones from my teen years and I'd look at them and just like, all I'd think was, you don't understand me.
I went straight back.
I don't.
Okay.
How about you, Justin?
Okay, so...
Yes!
Yeah, I kind of agree with Jeanette. Being last on the list, of course, it's no surprise here. But my favourite special was definitely Picard. There's no doubt about that. That series, I think, is one of the ones that I would also select for the next question, which is suggested shows you watch independently that you think are going to become cult classics. So Picard definitely stands up on that one. I think that's going to become a classic. But I really did like the Star Trek TNG, Next Generation, Dalek at Tanagra.
Dalek and Gelard at Tanagra.
And Gelard at Tanagra. Okay, all right. Yeah, but I really liked that episode. It had some interesting complexities to it. But I'm not sure that is reflected in the whole series, but anyway.
I think we talked about that enough during the episode.
Yeah. So obviously the worst thing we watched this year was The Room. I'm still recovering. The brain damage and the blood coming out of the ears was quite bad.
But, so anyway, how's your sex life?
Oh, hi, doggy.
You're my favourite customer, Johnny.
And, of course, Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap was absolutely terrible. But then that was something that I actively avoided. At the time.
You were like, you made it really clear you didn't like Scott Bakula and you didn't like Dean Stockwell.
Yeah,
and it's
I
like,
seen Scott Bakula and other things. I mean, I just finished watching the entire series of Enterprise just prior to having seen that.
Oh,
and
he's great
and
in,
he
that.
Was okay in
that.
But he comes across as a bit of a soapy star that's somehow been wrangled into sci-fi. But anyway, yeah, so the next category is suggested shows you watched independently in 2020 to become cult classics that you think will actually, you know, what have you watched that you think actually is going to...
Plot twist. Star Wars, Clone Wars, and Rebels.
Oh, shock!
Wow. But I watched the beginning of that, and it was really a bit... I started trying to watch the first... series of that.
Well, that's okay. In the cult TV show, what we do is we pick the best episode, as shown by Babylon 5, and we pick season 2, episode 18.
So you can pick one for me?
Yeah, we'll pick one for you. We'll set you up.
Good. The other thing is, as well, right, it may not appeal to you, but it has got epic storyline all the way through it, so it'll at least appeal to Jeanette. Even though it's like all about Star Wars, it's actually very well written. I will continue to say this.
You need to pick us an entry episode.
Bad Batch. No, the Bad Batch. Delta. Domino.
Start Domino. With Domino.
Mm-hmm. Domino Squad's where it's at. Yep, that's my decision.
Okay. Angus, what's a future cult classic that you watched this year? Mm. It doesn't have to be from 2020. It just has to be something you watched.
Let's see. In terms of first-time shows, there are only a couple of shows that I watched fresh. I mean, there was season 2 of The Mandalorian, which was amazing. But I think I mentioned The Mandalorian for this question last year.
But it's clearly one of those ones that's going to end up being a
Picard's up there. Yeah, Daria. I really enjoyed Daria, which is a show that was on ABC Kids when I was young. I couldn't get into it.
Oh,
really.
Yeah,
I was too young at the time.
I was Daria when I was a teenager.
I was a teenager when it was on TV. I was still like 7 or 8 or something. It was just, it didn't even click with me as to a basic level of understanding. It was just all above my head, so never really got into it. But watching that for the first time, that was really, really good. That's actually a very good show. But I can't think of much else because I spent half the year just showing Gypsy, Star Wars, Clone Wars, and Rebels, which I've already seen a billion times.
Most of Star Trek as well.
That's true. We did watch a lot of Star Trek. I do like Next Gen.
Okay. So, Lisa, what do you think is...
I don't want to say it's been a bad year, but I can't even remember half the stuff I watched this year. It's crazy.
It's all a blur.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you watched The Room.
I watched The Room. I watched The Room twice this year. It was in the cinema.
Twice?
Yeah.
See, your mum's got really bad taste.
You know that, though.
So, given your IQ drops 100 points per viewing, that's not good.
But if I was to recommend, we just finished watching Mr. Robot recently. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. There was a quirky little show that we watched, and it had a lot of the people from Horrible Histories in it, and it was called Ghosts. It's really good.
Okay.
And it's this couple that she's very, very distantly related to someone, and she inherits this big mansion out in the country, and it's all dilapidated and everything, but it's full of ghosts and all of the ghosts. So then something happens and she can suddenly see all of these ghosts in the house, and suddenly they all want her attention, and they either want them to leave or then they want them to stay, and it's they're all kind of feuding with them and each other. But it's very kind of quirky little English comedy. I didn't think I'd pick that one, but that was a bit of an interesting one.
Okay, so Alex.
A lot of the stuff I watched this year was actually just stuff I watched again and seen before, but watching again because, you know, suddenly having free time. I think that the two series from this year that I enjoyed the most watching are ones that ended this year. It would have been The Good Place, BoJack Horseman, and She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Mm. All good series and all really stuck the landing in their last episodes as well.
I picked Good Place last year, but it took me a long time to watch the last few episodes because I just didn't want it to end.
Yeah, especially how it ended as well. It was the right exact send off all the characters.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. I've got goosebumps now.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. That's, oh my gosh, that was the other one that I should have said. Schitt's Creek. I don't know. Anyone else
watched? I'm aware of it, but I haven't actually seen it.
It's so good. It just starts out of this, you know, funny fish out of water type comedy, but it just develops this heart the way through it, and it just, yeah, and they all go through such, and it's not schmaltzy, but they go through transformations, you know, and by the end of it, it's, yeah, that was another one. It took me probably a good month or two to watch the last few episodes because I just didn't want it to be over. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, Good Place was like perfect.
Yes. Very much so. But one series that I watched back this year was the first three seasons of Community. And also, we watched it again because so much of the good episodes of Community were the exceptional ones from season two and season three. And looking back at the ones in season one, when it actually was like an average sitcom for the era, and having all the episodes that are interesting and full of heart as well, it made me appreciate those old episodes because I haven't seen them in ages. Because when you're watching the whole thing all the way through, your blinders are stuck on the massive big ones, and therefore you can ignore all those simple ones that appeared earlier.
Well, that's one that we watched this year that we completely forgot about. I think you'd agree that it was fantastic.
What was that, Community?
Community.
I reckon I've watched the whole series the whole way through probably about five times, if not more. I love it.
We didn't watch the final season.
Yeah, the last season was
online.
Yahoo.
The only season on Yahoo screen, and it
but now it's on Netflix.
Apparently, during COVID, they were doing Skype calls or something to do the Bad Universe.
No, there's a podcast. Joel McHale and Chang. I can't remember.
Oh,
his name.
Jong. Not that Jong. Ken Jong.
Yeah, that's it. They had a podcast called The Darkest Timeline. Yeah, but they were doing Zoom reads for charity, and they did the episode where Piers Hawthorne, when he dies, and they're like doing his will and testament because it's a real bottle episode. They're not moving around or whatever.
No, it was good.
Jeanette, what was your suggested show that might be a cult TV classic in the future?
Been both covered, and I know we talked for Mandalorian last year, but definitely Mandalorian and Picard.
Yes.
But I thought that Mandalorian, well, first series was good. It really came to get that status of second series.
The first series sort of was a bit bitsy, and then it built up to a plot.
By second series, I didn't want to see an episode.
Yeah.
And the other series that we haven't watched series two yet, but his Dark Materials series two is...
Yes, his Dark Materials is really good. Yeah. Let's see, so mine was The Witcher. I thought Henry Cavill coming back as The Witcher was really good.
Witcher was last year.
But I watched it this year.
It's still good. Like The Good Place.
I see.
I picked it last year, Alex picks it this year. Witcher gets picked 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
it's so good. I think definitely going back up. A future classic. So, upcoming shows that you're looking forward to, and what are your cult picks for next year? So, two questions in one. Gypsy, what's your upcoming show that you're looking forward to next year, and what are your cult picks for next year?
Plot twist, Star Wars Bad Batch. As for my picks next year, I did a lot of thinking about it, and I was going to pick Kath and Kim, but I have decided on the following: Daria. And the very old, I think it's 80s Dungeons and Dragons TV show.
The cartoon.
It is awful. It is actually awful and sexist and terrible, but it needs to be watched.
Yeah.
It's good to have some awful stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not just picking on Lisa.
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting awful serious too, but I'll get to that when I get to
me.
Angus, upcoming shows and cult picks for next year.
Okay, so I had upcoming show that I was keen for, then I just read then, had to check, but it's coming out 2022, so I honestly don't know for keen show, shows I'm keen for next year, maybe Mandalorian Season 3.
Which is supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, Witcher would be good, there's a couple, but I'm a tragic nerd, so I think we all know what shows they would be. In terms of my picks for next year, I honestly am not 100% sure at this point. I'll probably go...
It's all changeable.
Maybe we do a Star Wars special?
Yeah.
We could do
the
Star Wars
holiday special.
Yes. Is that your pick?
We keep bringing that up every Christmas.
That's just punitive.
We'll watch it at some point in time. We do have it, and I've seen it, and it is terrible. But I want everyone else to sit through it as well.
You just want the pain. Obviously, the pain on people's faces.
I'll probably go with Goodnight, Sweetheart. Oh, you're going with that.
Are you going to fight over it?
You could go over with that and I'll find something else. That's fine.
No. Then we'll have to sit through War and Peace.
Of,
we if you want to rewatch B5, you can do that with your pick. There you go, I'm safe. So, good night, sweetheart. maybe Good Life.
Oh, Good Life.
She whiz.
Yeah.
With Felicity Treacle Kendall.
Dirk Gently. I would do BBC Dirk Gently if it was old enough.
So, Lisa, what upcoming and your picks for next?
So, we just got Amazon Prime. So, to me, my highlights for the next year will be American Gods and Good Omens, which I've got on the list ready to go.
You're not keen for Lord of the Rings with high levels of nudity.
What?
The casting call for Lord of the Rings went out and they said must be okay with nudity.
Oh, great.
Casting requirements.
So Glorfindel?
Yeah.
That is one I'm not looking forward to. They've perverted Lord of the Rings.
TV series version.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
It's the Game of Thrones version.
Kenobi's coming out next year.
Kenobi will be good. I'll be keen for that.
Sorry, continue on your picks.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of this. There's just so much to watch at the moment. We can't even keep track. It's just insane. And I think there's more even coming out, including the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race, which comes out on the 2nd of January. Yes, I'm still right in there with RuPaul's
Drag
Race.
Are you going to talk about this, Mum?
You watch RuPaul's Drag Race with me. You pretend you don't like it, but you do, mate. Who's your favourite?
It has bad words.
Who's your favourite on RuPaul's Drag Race? Miss Vanjie? You only get it if you know the show. So, but yeah, American Gods and Good Omens, I've heard, is really good, and they're the next ones on my list to watch. So,
okay. And so next year, picks?
Oh, my picks. All this year I've been saying that next year I was going to pick Dead Like Me, even though it's not technically in the category yet.
Yeah. How was the show?
I think it's early 2000s.
I think maybe we should wait until it's
it was
legal,
one of those shows.
Nice.
Legal. Legal.
Well, it's 03.
03. So I could wait another year.
Another year.
Yeah. We were talking about Kenzie showing off Astro Boy. We've talked about Astro SpongeBob Boy. SquarePants.
Yes.
I'm even thinking about
SpongeBob on the Run.
Yes, she wants SpongeBob on the Run.
That's a little sponge.
Oh, okay. So then I was also thinking maybe some cult movies like
Astro Boy,
Labyrinth, which is basically my favourite movie of all time.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, but down at Piccadilly Cinema.
Hey, Clue, which hit 30 years this week and is one of my favourite movies from my childhood. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Or Time Bandits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys, I can only think of movies at the moment.
Yeah, that's quite okay.
Well, you could pick specials because haven't some viewers or listeners, actually posted up a couple of ideas as well?
We've got requests for Spaced.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my picks just because I like it. And probably my pick, in order to pick a horrible show that everyone's going to hate, it's going to be Lex.
Oh, no, not Lex.
Yes.
Oh, it's awful.
Okay, so basically...
So going back to my last question, next year...
Anyway, the Lex, basically, the Stanley Tweedle, the most loathsome individual in both universes, Zev, the escaped sex slave he's in love with, Kai, the undead assassin she's in love with, 790, the disembodied head that is somehow accidentally been programmed to love Zev, are all flying on a spaceship that can destroy planets, meeting people and killing them. Accidentally.
This feels very Blake 7
it's
right
terrible.
Now.
It's kind of Blake 7. It's basically everybody's horny and murderous and terrible. It's trash. And I just want to see a really cringe and how bad the show is.
It's trash and Alex is here for it.
Yes.
It's so cringy. Oh my god. Yeah,
and the ship can destroy planets, so... 50% of the planets get destroyed at the end of the episode. They just leave the planet like, okay, destroy the planet now, Alex. Okay. Just because they can.
So I'm hankering for some good ham and cheese. Bring it on.
Okay, so Lex, that's one.
That's one, and the other one will be Spaced.
Right. Okay.
Oh, you're picking Spaced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a request, and because I would have probably picked it anyway.
So Jeanette, what upcoming shows next year?
Oh, upcoming shows. I can't think of any TV shows, but I'm really looking forward to the film June, which we were supposed to be watching on Boxing Day.
That's October, I believe. It's coming. June is coming out.
Mm. It's not coming out in June.
No.
June in June. Stop it!
No.
And for next year, I was going to pick Goodnight Sweetheart, but now I'm not, so...
Aha.
Ambushed. I'm going to think of something else for one of my picks. And the other, of course, would be Doctor Who, because I'm going to keep with the Doctor Who in November. And it will be John Pertwee, and the story will be Day of the Doctor, I think, because that is...
Day of the Doctor?
That's not right.
No. Day of the Daleks. That inspired Day of the Doctor a little bit. Day of the Daleks.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Monster of Peladon or something.
You like the Daleks, don't you?
Now, Planet of the Spiders is the end. You want to go... I'd say Monster of Peladon.
Yes.
I'd go Peladon. Peladon all the way.
Okay, calm down there, Satan.
Now, you had one that you wanted to introduce everyone to, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you want us to watch, Mackenzie?
Bluey.
Don't talk like this was my idea. You wanted it.
But we do old shows, and Bluey is very new.
Well, that's okay. It's cult TV for the current generation.
Bluey is actually something that I would be interested in purely because what it's done for our entertainment industry. Mm. That Scott Morrison, sorry, political for a moment, that Scott Morrison so happily ditched and Bluey is getting contracts over in America. Or it's getting a stage show as well and it's getting more on top of all of that. I recently read an article and it's basically an amazing show that is saving our entertainment industry.
It is incredible.
It's even like to 7 the point episodes, but apparently it's incredible.
Yeah. It was on our TV on iView the other week, and I came in and I said to my husband, I'm like, Kenzie's left the room, you can turn this off now. And he's like, oh no, I'm watching it. Like, he would just sit and watch Bluey because it is such a good show.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's good. It has dark blue healers and red healers in it.
That's cool. So you said Bluey, and what was the other one?
Astro Boy.
January, Astro Boy.
Summon the devil.
Justin.
Okay, so the upcoming show I'm looking forward to, we're actually mid-season now, but I haven't watched it because I always wait till the end.
Yes. You bank a few so you don't get left hanging.
It's The Expanse, season 5. Last season wasn't as good as the previous seasons, but I'm hoping it'll improve. I think it will, because they just sort of breached a boundary, and now they're beyond that boundary. And first season was the first introduction to beyond that boundary. But and my cult picks for next year are these massive holes, I think, that we haven't covered. Lost in Space.
Oh, of course.
Not the carrot episode. And Red Dwarf.
Yes. We're doing Red Dwarf. Yes. I keep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. We have to do Red Dwarf.
I keep pushing it back.
We season.
I don't know. You know what? If we did Red Dwarf.
Maybe season 2 or.
Yeah. Season 2 was the pinnacle. I reckon Better Than Life.
Maybe Better Than Life.
Better Than Life's a great episode.
Yeah, season 2 and 3 are the peaks for me. Yeah. So anything from there is going to be golden.
I've been avoiding Red Dwarf for a while, just since watching those new episodes. Yeah. I can't go back to the old ones now. Uh-huh. And it's on Stan and everything, and I just go, no.
I love the old.
So it's been poisoned a bit for you.
It has a bit, season. And I'm such a huge fan.
I didn't mind some of the newest episodes, but it's always had its really terrible ups and downs.
Yeah. I think the worst before the newest episodes would be season 7, and that was an end of the series.
Yeah, it's all a mixed bag. So sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's got awful. But
and I think
we live for the good bits.
Yeah, and I think I always just looked at it through like these rose-coloured glasses and it was so brilliant. And now I look back now and I kind of go, oh, is it that it's just not held up or is it that they rebooted it and it didn't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's strange.
I haven't seen anything. I think I saw season 9 when it was on iView, but anything more recent than that, no.
Season 10 was the one where they went back to Earth.
No, Back to Earth was season 9.
That was a special.
Yeah, but they...
Season 9, which were next.
That was season 9, that's it. And then when they rebooted it, it was like Red Dwarf 10. Yeah, that's
They really
it.
Went down to these individual episodes that had no long storyline. Yeah. They really did the...
And Red Dwarf 10, I found that really underwhelming. And after that, I just couldn't go back to it. So.
Oh, they did the film length episode, which was actually quite good.
That was after...
Yes,
and so I haven't watched any of those.
Yeah, I know, right.
Yeah. Teenage me would be really disappointed to hear this.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll wrap it up there, and we'll see you in the new year with some of our picks, and we'll see how they run, I guess, and see who hates them and loves them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And Happy New Year from the Classic Cult TV Club.
Happy New Year!
And we'll see you next year.
We will.